On October 20th, Estelle was only 30 nautical miles away from Gaza in international waters when armed soldiers attacked the sailing vessel and went on board, arresting the entire 30-man crew. Estelle was hauled to the port of Ashdod, and the activists were escorted to a detention center in Holon, a coastal suburb of Tel Aviv. Contrary to several international media that had reported, Estelle was boarded by an unarmed Israeli security force. The Greek legation says Estelle was intercepted by a small destroyer escort fleet comprising 5 vessels, 20 Zodiac marine inflatables, 2 water cannons, military helicopters and more than 300 men of the Israeli special forces.
Yet another time Israel appears to have no remorse, thinking it has the right to imprison people while claiming that it is itself a victim throughout its history. It has stripped the national identity of more than 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza, treating them like inferiors, and this is tolerated by the international community, which hypocritically allows Israel to attack activists. Israel operates beyond the legal boundaries and does not respect human rights. Global media, alongside financial powers, have elevated Israel to the arrogant oppressor it currently is.
The activists say the IDF used physical violence upon their arrest, as well as political and ideological intimidation during their questioning.
The sight of IDF forces approaching the ship is indeed shocking, even though we're prepared. Interrogations began from on board Estelle and were carried out by soldiers. These were purely for the purpose of exerting extreme psychological pressure, fluctuating from dubious politeness to verbal adversity. We were physically violated on the Estelle, but not during our stay at Holon. They were asking us things like, who is your leader and who is paying for this trip? At some point, they took me aside and told me to spit out the truth, as everyone else has confessed. And I'm like, confessed? What exactly? Needless to mention, no one else had said anything to them.
The Estelle crew say the financial and geopolitical hegemonies should not be allowed to determine, influence, or oppress the national identity of either the Palestinians or any other peoples. The unlawful presence of the Israelis in Gaza is outlined by one of the mission's most poignant paradoxes. When questioned at Holon, the activists were accused they had illegally entered Israeli space, only to later be told this does not officially belong to Israel, according to the transcribed interrogation. This is Konstantin Venizelos for Press TV in Athens.